say Metro by T-Mobile. Got the best deal in wireless, and it's all for you, all for me. Just switch quickly, cause Metro has two lines for $80 and two Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones for free. Plus Amazon Prime included? That's the way wireless should be. Only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so basically, you know, you was definitely building on the whole college experience and, you know, us, the amount of money that we had to spend. You know what I mean? For your education. And granted, we went at a time where it was cheaper, but it was all relative. Mm. You know, it wasn't really cheap for, you know, our parents back then, you know, for us to be, you know, in that situation, you know, trying to pay. Well, we wasn't paying anything. We was on financial aid pretty much, you know, most of the people. But to be in that situation and to be struggling and trying to, you know, pay tuition and all of that, you know, the end goal for us, because we was taught that we was going to get a job. We was going to be able to qualify for some type of job. And it didn't really pan out that way. Like, we ended up working, you know what I'm saying? But you could go to school for 4 years and you don't come out with a job in your field. But we was under the impression that we would come out with something close to that. And it never panned out like that. You know, maybe years later, you might, you know, luck up. We learned as we went along, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So, you know, we kind of had to learn that the hard way. And, you know, it was a lot to deal with, I guess, you know, because, you know, we piled up all of this debt. Like, a lot of people went to school 4 years. Like, we went to CUNY, you know, a city school. But you got people that went to private schools. Yeah, they coming out with $200,000 in debt, loans. You can't pay that back. Like, it's no way in hell that, you know, you're going to have a regular job, you know, coming out making $40,000, $50,000, which is high. If you come out making $40,000, $50,000 with your degree, you're making a lot of money.
That's a lot of bread.
That's a lot of bread. But I think, you know, to put some clarity on it, the people who can come out and make that much money are, you know, like a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, engineers, you know, but
dentists. Architects,
but see, now the architect and the dentist, that's a little different, because it's, well, not the dentist, but the architect and the engineer is difficult to get into. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just, oh, I have grades, I know what I'm doing, and somebody just gonna hire me, you know, for their firm, you know, because I feel like I could build stuff, or I could make bridges and highways and all of that. It don't work like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're gonna come into like some type of apprentice type program, and you're gonna go from there. Like, it's dues to be paid. Like a lawyer, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to law school, like, but you're gonna pay for it. You're gonna finish law school, you're gonna come out with about $150,000, $200,000 in debt. So even if you're making $100,000, how long you think it's gonna take for you to pay that off, the loans that you had, if you don't get into some type of loan forgiveness program or something like that? If it's not that type of situation, like, you talking about 20 years, 25 years. So you mortgaging your education. And then at the same time, we was taught that, you know, you want to get the property, you want to get a house, have kids. So before you even bring kids into the equation, you going to mortgage your house. So you mortgaging a house, you got to pay for the house, got to pay for the car, got to pay for your education. You don't even got kids yet. So this is where the two-parent household really comes in at, because the two-parent household was started because we had to go out and build up this massive debt for the education, but then you still got to pursue the dream. You know, the dream is supposed to be the house and the kids, but the house and the kids don't exist without the job. And we was taught that you needed to go to school to get that job. And, you know, a lot of times I'm looking around like, yeah, you know, I've been overqualified for a lot of stuff, and I know I ain't the only person. You know, I know people that got doctorates that they overqualify. They don't have a job. So, you know, what do you tell them? And they usually our age, you know, to that point where, you know, we was just taught that. Go to school. And then now you look online and things like that, you'll see that there are jobs where they paying pretty good money and you only need a high school diploma. What part did I miss? Where did I go wrong? If I knew what I knew now, then I would have just took city tests. I got a couple of little gigs here and there to maintain, hold it down, you know, because my parents wasn't in a rush to put me out. They wasn't on some, yo, you got to get out the crib by 18. You got to get out the crib by 21. Nah, it wasn't on it like that. I wanted to be out by a certain age because, you know, we wanted to live on our own and, you know, get your own place, you know, be responsible for your own stuff. But, you know, if I knew what I knew, then I would advise anybody, yo, take some city tests and get in early. Then, you know, you could do your 20 years, 25 years. You'll get out young enough. You'll still be 45. You know what I mean? And you could do something else with your life. Because you're not getting Social Security till you're like 60-something anyway. What you going to do for 70?
And they cutting that.
I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, if you ain't in your 40s right now, you know, and that's, I'm just keeping it real. If you ain't in your 40s right now, you may not even get Social Security. It may not be no bread left when it's time for you to collect that 65. So if you're in your 20s, if you think Social Security gonna be around when you 65, don't count on it, man. And so if you can't count on it, it's because we can't say with certain, because there's so many people that's gonna be leaving the workforce in the next 15 years that it's a lot of money to be paid out. Because that's just money that, you know, we all get taxes taken out, you know, for that specific purpose, you know, for Social Security. So, you know, it's just something to think about, man. You know,
yeah, I mean, if you got, especially when you got kids and, you know, they want to go to college and things like that, it's like, you know, you got to give them both options so they can see what is going on. Like, because you're about to go into the real world. You're about to start seeing for yourself and counting different things. And as a parent, you can't control everything for them. So they got to learn some things on their own. And, you know, if you got another passion and it looks it's more lucrative, then you might have to go after that. Like, you know, I mean, these kids do trucking. I mean, they want to make good money.
They make excellent money.
You know, they making good money. I mean, there's other things you can go get. You can get certifications. You can get license. You know, just study and take tests for certain things, and get a better living than going to school. Because most cats that's going to school right now, it's hard for them to find a job. Like you saying, you overeducated for a job. Like that's the most absurd thing I ever heard. How can you be overeducated? Don't you want the smartest people in the fucking position? I mean. You want to pay, you know what I'm saying? Everything is down to, it's just money. So since it's all money, well, you know, if we pay him 60, that's two people. That's, we can get two kids out of college. That's two salaries. That's two kids' salaries. You know what I'm saying? We can pay one kid 30, one kid 32, 28 maybe. If he ain't got no experience, we can sell him on it. That's how they going at you. Like, they're not going. That's experience. They know that they can't really control you because you already set in your ways and how you do the job. So it's very hard now to break you. So it's like, I better get a fresh mind who don't know anything and I can mold him into what the company wants him to be. Right. And that's the thing that they do in corporate America. You know what I'm saying? Like, they like, okay, we want these young kids fresh out of college or so and so, so we can just mold them into what we want them to be. And then in the end, so they'll work for them. And you know, you went to school for 4 or 5 years, you come out and all you're getting coffee for somebody and they paying you $32,000, but you ain't really had no, you know, you don't really got no bills, especially if you living at home with your moms and your parents. So you still good, you know you good. But for those kids that don't, and they gotta go out there and go get it and go find an apartment in places like New York, LA, Atlanta's, and all these places with the high ass rents.
Right, right.
That shit ain't gonna fly. Like, you know, that 32 ain't gonna pay your rent. Cause you talking about maybe a one bedroom, even a studio, you paying $1,000 a month. I mean, you barely making probably $3,500 a month.
Right.
Like you have added food, you have added the car, you have added your loans you got to pay back, and all this shit just so you can stay alive and pay your rent. I mean, it's
well, 32,000.
So it's like you have to pay those options.
That's your bring home pay. You know, that's 32,000 is the gross. You know, you actually only working with like 20. You know what I'm saying? So if you getting you bringing home 20,000 off of 32, and then you got to spend 12 or at the minimum, you got to spend 12,000 out of your 20 on rent. You working with 8,000, basically. Like, you know, like 8,000 for the rest of the year. So you got 8,000 to play with over 12 months, and that's where the grind come in, because you got to start sacrificing some stuff. That's why you need a second partner. Cause you need somebody else that could come
you
in.
Don't have a second partner, you need a second job.
Yeah, or yeah, second job.
You got them shit. You got to be working, doing Uber and Lyft and them type shits. Cause that's what most people is doing. You know, to make up for them little bit of ends, make that extra little bit of money to help them keep the wolf off their back. So I mean, it's serious. So that's why it's like. Go to college, you go to college, and you be like, well, I'm going to college for art. Okay. Trying to be an art teacher, some shit in the school system, then, you know, that shit ain't going to really, there ain't no money in that. Like, you know, I'm going to school for social service, I'm going to psychology, I'm going for sociology, I'm going for this and that. But, you know, even in them fields, you got a bachelor's, they telling you, we still want 2-3 years experience. How am I going to give you experience if I've been in school?